Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
What's up, lifers? This is your girl, Crush. I'm back, and tonight's show, as you can hear, my girl Maya is going to be on the show with us tonight. I can already see that her fans, Team Maya is in the house. They're already on the boards. They're listening. Shout out to Team Maya, definitely. You guys, since we announced Maya was going to be on Global 14 Radio last night, you guys have been hitting it up, retweeting, so we definitely appreciate you guys. For those of you that don't know, Global 14 Radio is live Monday through Friday. We have four different shows going on right now. So definitely sign up to global14.com and find out what's going on. You know, and also if you want to be a part of the Global 14 Radio family, hit me up at Crush on global14.com. So once again, go ahead and go sign up to Global 14 Radio. Sign up to global14.com if you want to be a part of Global 14 Radio. But so many different things are going on global14.com that I think that we're so different from all the other networks that I think that if you haven't signed up yet, I think you're missing out. I think you are missing out. We have Global 14 Store on there. Some more T-shirts are going to be available. Some other limited items from So Def are going to, you know, are on there now, but you know, go ahead and go check them out. You might want to purchase something because you never know when, you know, all the little products and everything else that's on there, they might not be there after a while. You probably won't be able to get them. So go ahead and check that out and purchase something. Give it as a gift. Do what you got to do. But support what Jermaine Dupri has going on global14.com. Another thing that I want you guys to know is that we have a group called Pump It or Dump It. Pump It or Dump It is where everyone, all the independent artists, it doesn't matter if you're just a producer, I don't care if you just play drums, the sax, we got a dude in there that plays videos, he posts videos of him playing the sax and everything else, it doesn't matter, post your videos in the Pump It or Dump It group, and what we're doing is we are playing the pick of the day from the group on Global 14 Radio. Another thing that's going on, and matter of fact, I'm going to pull my girl Onyx. On it. So tell the people about the Pump It or Dump It mixtape. Give us a quick synopsis on this mixtape.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you okay.
Okay. Okay. The Pump It or Dump It mixtape is just basically going to be where myself, Ash, and Ben, the admins of Pump It or Dump It, going to pick a song. We're going to put it up on G14 for you guys to vote. So if your song makes the cut, per se, then you'll go ahead and vote in the polls. Also, out of the songs that make the mixtape, out of the songs that get the most votes on the polls, I'm sorry, are going to make the mixtapes, and it's going to be Volume 1, Volume 2. JD is going to select a DJ to host each mixtape. So definitely want to get in there, post your music, so you can have an opportunity to make that mixtape.
Yeah, so like we said, so much is going on Global14.com. No other social network is doing it. Also, you guys, Global 14 was created by Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine is always on Global 14. That is not a robot that you guys see replying to you, adding you as a friend, and everything else. We have over 30,000 members on there. He is on there all the time. He's replying. He's watching. He's listening. You know, go ahead and check it out. You can go and have a conversation with him if you want. That's the best thing about Global14.com. Excuse me. That's the best thing about Global14.com is because you get real interaction, not only with just JD, but there's a lot of people that drop through there and, you know, make comments and, you know, talk to the lifers and everything else. So definitely make sure you check that out. And also, as I promised today, got too busy, but I promise we have a Global 14 cruise coming up. So that is my apologies because I forgot to get with the people that are putting the cruise together. So stay tuned for that. It is, once again, it is, you know, posted on global14.com. So, hopefully, I will get with the people and they can repost it so you can see it, you know, as of right now. But I will make sure that I get that information out to you guys. Well, you know, the holidays are here. Hope everyone's being safe. Some of you guys are off. This is your vacation time. Some of you guys, you know, you're working, trying to get that double time in like me. Nothing wrong with double time, but I want to make sure that everyone pays attention to your surroundings. What that Indiana man did to that nine-year-old, I can't even talk about it right now because there's so much going on. And it's really disturbing. But I really want people to pay attention to not only your kids, but pay attention to other people's kids and the people that are around them. Let's keep our kids safe. Let's keep our community safe. This is crazy. All the stuff that's going on right now, it's heartbreaking. We post a lot of stuff on global14.com that, you know, a lot of people are not reporting on. And, you know, the other thing a lot of people probably don't care about, but what I want everyone to understand is this stuff is real out here. You know, kids are everywhere. Kids are walking down the street, going to these candy stores. Kids are, you know, sneaking out of class, skipping school and all this other stuff. We need to make sure that our kids are educated enough, you know, to know not to speak to strangers, get away from people, you know, to stay away from creepy people, you know, and just be vigilant and be aware of their surroundings. So definitely make sure you guys check and make sure that, you know, all the little ones around you know what's going on in the world, because we don't want to continue to see, you know, young ones being killed by grown adults. They're being sexually assaulted. They're being beat up. There's all kinds of things that are going on in this world, and I think we all have a duty to make sure that we take care of each other, all right? So what I want to do right now is pull my girl Renita live. Renita, what you got for the spilled tea today?
Ooh, I'm trying to get my spilled tea together. I mean, Maya, your fans already, they are calling in. They want to talk to you now.
Maya,
they don't want to hear us at all. They're like, we want Maya. Y'all going hard. I swear it was like one person just called. It was like 18 of them all in a room wanting to talk to Maya. So, woo. Maya, I hope you're ready, girl, because your fans are ready.
Yeah, she'll be on in like 5 minutes. So you guys hold tight. She'll be on in 5 minutes. Well, make sure you guys, you know, hit everybody up. Let them know, Global 14 Radio, we got a lot of great interviews coming up at the top of the year. I got a really good interview coming up. But definitely make sure you guys can continue to support us. And like I said, continue to support Global14.com, period. So, anyways, once again, Renita, so what do you have for the spill tea today?
Well, spill tea is interesting today. I'm going to label this as, I don't know, like spill tea gone wild maybe, or I'm coming out spill tea. I don't know. It's a very interesting mix. First, we're going to start off with Twilight and Out. or maybe not, or maybe he is. So apparently, lovely, good-looking, fine, oh, Jesus, Taylor Lautner, better known as the Wolf on the Twilight sagas, apparently was outed on the cover of People magazine. And this cover went out on every blog, radio, talk shows. Everyone was talking about it. Well, apparently, it's not true. Someone went online and did a fake mock-up cover of People magazine and put Taylor on the cover and said that basically he is coming out as a gay man and he is proud. And, I mean, I know my little gay boy lifers were excited. I heard the bottles of champagne popping. And I know y'all are heartbroken right now after, you know, his publicist was like, on the quickness, this is not true. Now People magazine's coming out. They're saying this cover is false. We had nothing to do with it. Sure, People magazine. I mean, Crush, I think they did it. I mean, this is great publicity for their magazine. Somebody over there set them up. But just to let my little gay boy lifers, you know, don't be too bummed because y'all still got Adam Lambert. I mean, y'all still got him. So hold on. Maybe Taylor will come out. We'll never know. But as of right now, he's keeping it in the closet. Sinead O'Connor broke Kim Kardashian's record. And I know this is big for her because other than, like, back in the day, she has not been relevant in anything in God knows how long. Ended her marriage in 16 days. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 16 days. Now, Crush. Is this an epidemic? Like, what's going on? The celebs, like, I love you, 2 hours later, let's get a divorce. What's going on here?
No, it's just, first of all, I can't even believe you brought her up because I ain't heard from her or heard anything about her in a long time. So I think this tea is irrelevant.
But this is what made her relevant because no one has been talking about her. Her music, like nothing she's done.
And
all of a sudden,
I know her marriage within, come on now, I'm sure there's someone else that's going to prove she's not the only one that's done it. I'm sure someone got her beat, them little 16 days, whatever.
Oh, no, I believe there's a celeb that got an annulment in 24 hours or 48 hours. So definitely a celeb that beat her, but as of right now, since Kim had 72 days strong, she beat her with this 16 days. So,
yeah. And when did she get married, though? That's what I want to know. When exactly did she get married?
You know what? I'm not even sure because they're not even reporting. In some reports, you know, that I'm hearing, they haven't even mentioned who the guy was. No one cares. They're just like, oh, Sinead O'Connor got married and she beat Kim Kardashian. I told you this before, Crush. It's all about Kim. No one cares. This was just another reason to bring up Kim Kardashian. So that's why I said that, see, I can't talk about Kim without you getting upset.
So you can talk
and
about
my final, exactly. And my final tea is from the Trumpster himself. Apparently he has pulled out being a Republican. So reports went out that he has totally pulled out of the GOP and that he is not running. He pulled a fast one on you guys because my D.C. insiders have told me that what he did is he's not calling himself a Republican. He's marking himself as an unaffiliated. So this means if the Republican Party, because right now they really don't have a strong candidate that can beat Obama. So if the Republican Party cannot find someone, he is going to go on the ticket as an unaffiliated. Now, Crush, I mean, Trump, I mean, what do you think about Donald Trump being president? Because I'm still shocked that California picked Arnold Schwarzenegger, and, I mean, look how that turned out. So
apparently Donald feels,
you know.
I'm not really, like, I'm not checking for Donald Trump. I can't even look at him without looking at that rug he has on top of his head. I'm not thinking about Donald Trump at all. I can't even take him seriously. Like, this is, I don't see it happening. All the money in the world will not get him elected.
Well, see, that's the thing, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, someone close to the Trump family said he's doing this because he doesn't want to take any of his money to back anyone right now on the Republican side because he feels none of them are strong enough to beat Obama. So he's going to keep his money and push himself if the Republicans can't find someone.
Okay.
So, again, he's thinking his money is going to be enough to go against Obama, you know, in his race. I don't know. I think he needs to sit down with your toupee wearing self, and it's not going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But like I said, a lot of people thought it was a joke when Arnold Schwarzenegger even ran in California, and a bigger joke is the state of California elected him. So I don't know, like, you know, that people also said we never would have a black president. So I don't know. I don't know, honestly, what would happen if Donald Trump really ran for president.
Yeah.
That's a
like
scary
I said,
thought. I think I'm moving. I'm getting the hell up out of here.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that at all. Like, I don't see that happening at all. Yeah. If that happens, then something is really wrong. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm going to chill with the Europe rappers. I'm getting out of here because I'm going to just chill with them because, you know, I can't take it anymore. But this is your girl, Renita, with your spill tea for the day on Real Talk on Global 14. You can hit me up on global14.com. I'm at Rock and Rolla, R-O-K-K-N-R-O-L-L-A.
All right, once again, lifers, for all of you guys that don't know, we have the beautiful Maya. She is here, and she is waiting. So what we're going to do is we're going to play one of her new songs from her new release, Kiss. It's called Fugitive of Love. We're also going to start accepting calls. You guys, call in, 760-913-4119 if you want to listen to the interview or you want to ask Maya questions. I already see Team Maya is deep off up in the chat room. Our boards are already lightening up. I mean, definitely, this is going to be a great show. So, once again, this is Maya, one of her songs from a new release, Kiss. It's called Fugitive of Love. We'll be right back. welcome back, lifers, once again. We are back. We have Maya live on the line. Hold on real quick. Hey, how you doing? Let me tell
you. I'm good. How are you?
You have some serious fans. Like, this board is about to be crazy. I hope that our system doesn't shut down. Because, you know, Blog Talk is a little special sometimes. But your fans have been phenomenal since we announced this last night. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Team,
have they been able to send you guys
Maya,
messages?
Team Maya has been blowing us up. Let me tell you, Team Maya is not playing around.
Oh, yeah. Team Maya goes hard.
Yeah, I see. Let me
they
not say
in.
That wrong.
No, they're not like that. They're very supportive.
Yeah, they are, and they're dying to get on the line. And I see right now, they're just, let me tell you, if you can see what I'm looking at right now, it's just like winning a lottery. Everybody's just calling in. So I'm glad I got people to handle the board tonight. But once again, Grammy-winning recording artist, Maya's on the line. Call in 760-913-4119. Maya, I've been watching your Twitter since last night because my phone was just going ham. But it's crazy that so many people contact you for everything. You've been proposed to on Twitter. One of your fans said today, do a Maya Flavor of Love and add him. That was so funny.
They let you know a lot of things about yourself, about themselves,
right.
And it's a great way to stay connected. I love it. A lot of people
right.
have some bad things to say about the internet, but you know, it's definitely
right.
beneficial to be able to connect directly to people that you would not have been able to connect with before, and they'll let you know in a heartbeat. Look, I don't really like that song that you put out.
Right. And you're looking like, no, you did not. But all jokes aside, though, please tell me you have security.
Oh, yeah, I do have security when necessary, but I roll a lot alone, solo, too, when I need to make things
okay,
happen.
Okay, that means you must got a blade. That means you must got a blade or something somewhere. You're not fooling me. Like, look, I got security every now and then, but, you know, I don't need security like that. Now I can take care of myself.
Mm-hmm. I am from D.C., so say no more.
That is too funny. I don't even want to get into that one. Let's talk about right. Exactly.
How are y'all doing? Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you too. You know, you're our last interview for before we go into the new year, which we are blessed to have you because this is the last. See, we have four shows running. We've only been doing this 5 months, by the way. So we've already had shows Monday through Friday. Of course, Jermaine supports it. We love Jermaine for letting us even do this, and he's supporting it. So definitely it's a blessing. But you are our last interview, so we're going into the new year with you on our mind.
Well, I am honored. Thank you.
Well, I'm also honored you dropped this hot new album. Well, let's talk about this album.
Oh.
Keep it sexy.
Okay, well. That's my motto. KISS. It's an album that I actually released in April in Japan. I've been doing those kinds of deals overseas just as a new independent boss and independent artist. And that's just where the business has been. And I said before I make a stateside album and release it over here to my fans, let me go off into this territory while record companies are still settling and going through all of their transitions. And that's what I've been doing for the last 4 years. So I was ready to bring it back home because all of my fans over here were like, yo, we love this album. When can we get it? When can we download it? How come we
right.
can't have it? What's up with you, Maya? We're about to check
mm-hmm.
you. So, you know, I did this for them as a Christmas gift. There are new songs, so it's actually a different version. Keep it sexy and simple basically means, you know, simplicity in life is key for me. You always start to have more. We're programmed to think we always need more people, more friends,
right.
more money, everything. And it's really not about that. It's about taking out the trash sometimes and starting from jump and starting anew. And,
so you take
and
out your own trash,
real
Maya?
Simple.
You,
I do
Maya,
take
out
my
out
own
trash.
What?
Trust me,
y'all, I do a lot.
You guys hear that? Are you changing your
I
oil?
I take
too?
Out all kinds of trash.
You
I got all kinds
now.
Of trash, whether that's people, whether that's firing a couple of people,
right,
recycling.
Right. I know that's right.
I don't know.
On that.
You know.
I learned that. I learned the
stuff.
Same thing this year. You got to get rid of folks.
Yeah.
You got to take out the trash sometimes.
Yeah, it's about positive energy at the end of the day for me. You got to rid yourself of negative habits, even, you know, stuff that you do, and check yourself sometimes. So that's what Keep It Sexy and Simple is about. Simplicity is key, and simplicity is sexy to me.
Okay. Well, you know, let me see. Okay, I'm amazed right now because you have 10 people waiting to talk to you. No lie.
Oh. Oh my! How are you guys seeing this? Are you guys seeing emails or messages or just numbers?
No, because what we have is we actually have a console on Blog Talk, and people call in, and then they press. I think it's one or two to talk to us, and so I have people that are screening the calls. And then what's happening right now is they pretty much had to count down. Who all wants to talk to you? So I'm gonna ask you a couple more things before we start getting these people on the line because I know they're anxious. So what made you decide to start your own label? Because that was one of the things that when I was reading your bio, and I was reading it and I was just like, wow, stuff that I didn't even know that you started your own label and that's what you released this on.
Well, a lot of transitions happened in music. In 2005, I made the jump from Interscope to Universal Motown, which is in the same Universal system, and I started working on my next album, which was my fourth album, slated to come out in 2006. The release date changed a couple of times in 2007, in November. My album was accidentally released by Motown in Japan. So it actually came out on iTunes, and from there it was leaked everywhere. Once it hits the internet, it ends up everywhere. So I told my lawyer, I was like, yo, what should I do about this? He says, well, there's one of two things that you can do. You can either pursue a lawsuit and get your back in advance, which is owed to you when technically you release an album, or you can just say, you know what, I don't want to end up in court for a year of my life, spend all this money, and be independent. He says, and the way things are looking in the music industry, you might just want to do that. So I just said, let me go ahead and try this. That's how I became independent, but I didn't want to stop music. And then the fans in Japan, when they got that album, accidentally, they actually loved it, and they asked me to do a deal, they being Manhattan Records out there. And it was a one-off, non-exclusive deal, which kept me independent and free in case I wanted to sign to a major label again. And so I released Sugar and Spice the following year in 2008, and a double disc in 2009 over there, as well as Beauty in the Street 2010, and now Kiss in 2011, all on Planet Nine. Now I've partnered with other people too, like Jay Prince for the Beauty in the Streets Volume 1 mixtape over here, and then Manhattan Records for all of my Japan albums, and everything else is on Planet Nine. So that's how I got kind of fell into it. some drama, but it propels you to, I guess, move into a situation that might be fruitful one day, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, things happen for a reason, you know, so it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a blessing. Well, do you think that people appreciate music more overseas?
Well, I'm not going to say that. I can't really interview every person individually. I think just business-wise, what happened for a reason, and the opportunity was there where it was a little risky business-wise with my situation that happened in the States. So, and a lot of people didn't know from the outside in what was going on. So record companies are not so quick to re-sign you again if you just left a major and they don't necessarily know what happened. But I can't say that people appreciate music more overseas. I think music is just a universal language. And people appreciate it worldwide, you know. How it's presented and where it's presented is, well, that will determine on how people respond to it.
Right.
So, that's all.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Well, congratulations on your new release. It was definitely a nice record. I love the thing about it is about listening to this album is it's refreshing. Because it's one of those things where you can pop into your car and just just take a drive down the coast. Like, I live in San Francisco, so going down the 101, going down towards San Francisco, down in the city, I mean, you know how traffic can be sometimes, but, you know, just taking that ride, it's just one of those CDs you definitely can pop in and ride to, so I like it a lot.
Aww. I'm so glad that you listen to it and you like
okay,
it.
Well, that's my job. You know, I'm not going to
listen
to it. You know, we don't do that on this show.
Not everybody
you know.
Will listen.
No, because you can pop, you can ask me anything, and you're not going to get me like that. So, no, I listen
right.
to the whole thing like I'm supposed to, out of respect, especially because you took time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. So it was only right that I did that, and I'm glad that I did. Well, this is what we're going to do, because these people are coming in here like roaches. They are in here. People are up in here hard. I love y'all, Team Maya, but y'all are woo. So let's go ahead and let's pull one of these callers live. All right, this is caller. Your last four of your number is 0544. You are live with Maya.
Hello there. Who am I speaking to?
Uh-oh, they dropped.
Maya?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you're still there.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I want to be a singer as well, so what steps do I take to get to, like, where you are today?
Well, I would say answer the first set of questions for yourself regarding what kind of singer do you want to be? Do you want to be a recording artist? Would you like to be a singer, a soloist, in a group, a choir? What kind of music are you interested in singing? Is it all genres, a specific genre that you love to do? And what do you see yourself doing with it? Healing people, entertaining people, a combination? Those things will dictate the next steps that you need to take. And then from there, there are all kinds of sites on the internet for advice, as well as books at the library regarding the business, as far as music business is concerned. And I'm going to say the number one key is to save your money and live simply, because you have to invest in yourself first, whether that's presentation of clothing, whether that's investing in equipment so that you can begin recording yourself and just practicing your skills, recording demos, or paying for studio time. It's all an investment. So make sure that while you're young and you still want to have fun and go out and spend money on little things, you have to create a budget for yourself and learn how to manage that budget. And then other things about meeting people and surrounding yourself in industry events or little events that come to your city as well, and singing for an executive or singing for an artist, being at the right place at the right time can put you or position you for your future. So that would be my first piece of advice. Otherwise, I'm going to have to, you know, spend time reading you a book about it, because I can definitely read one and write one.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank
what
you,
you
calling
for sure.
Okay, hello? Thank you.
You're welcome. See, Maya, I'm telling you guys, see, Maya ain't no joke. We are up in here live. There's so many people calling in. I've never seen it like this before. I swear to you, Maya, like, we've never had this many people blow us up like this, but it's all good. It's all love. All right, caller, we have another caller on the line who is live with us. Your last four of your number is 5957. Who am I speaking
Hello
with?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Yes.
Hi, my name is David.
Nice to meet you, David.
Is this really you?
Yes, this is Maya. This is MYA.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to start with the next
really
time.
You?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
No, I just wanted to know when was the next time you were going to be in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. I'm not exactly sure yet, but all of the events are on mayamaya.com in the event section, and those will stay updated for you.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I actually saw you in Chicago maybe 10 years ago. Oh, one, you was at the House of Blues, and I tried to get back there.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't. Well, but, you know. Oh. But yeah.
So thank you, caller, for calling.
Well,
in.
Now you can get backstage with a Twitter page. I allow my fans to come backstage on Twitter sometimes, so stay posted and follow me at Miss Maya.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in Global 4C Radio.
All right.
All right, as you can see, man, you got grown men nervous to talk to you, Maya. What's going on with that?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't even know how old he is.
Okay, let's take another. Let's take one more caller. This is funny because he was like, is this really you? Man, shout out to Team Maya. You guys are definitely represented tonight. Let's take one more caller before
Team
we continue
Maya.
The interview. Hello, caller. The last four of your number is 5003. You are live with Maya. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Tell us your name. Where are you from?
This is Linnell, and I'm from Alabama. And I actually follow Maya on Twitter. She follows me back.
Aww.
Okay. Ramel. Yes, Linnell. I go by Creighton 2004. And sometimes you answer my
Courtney 2004. On Twitter?
Creighton? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let me look you up.
But my question would be, from the album that you just released, do you plan on having any music videos for some of the songs? And when do you maybe plan on working on them?
I actually shot a video in Jamaica. I'm not going to announce what song that's for, but yes. Obviously, because I have to fund everything 100%, I'm wanting you guys to give me input on what you want to see the video shot for. And I guess the song that gets the most votes, that's the one that I'm going to go to shooting. So we'll have a little contest or like a survey, and you guys are going to dictate that.
Okay. It's so cool that I got to speak to you.
Oh,
yes, ma'am. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you for answering.
Thank you for calling in, Linnell. All right, though, like I said, you have some sweet fans, too. Very, very sweet. You guys, call in. Keep calling in. We have some more room for you, 760-913-4119. Maya hasn't shut down our station yet, but, you know, keep calling in. One of the things I wanted to ask you and also say, you know, as far as appreciation goes, you do a lot for the community. Let's talk about some of your charity work, the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation. Kind of explain to us, you know, what that's all about.
Well, my very first job was teaching dance, tap dance, actually, and that's always been close to my heart. And I've always been happy when I do that. And I just wanted to get back to my roots. That's number one. But more importantly, help out the community where I came from, which has basically molded me into who I am. And a lot of things happen in the inner city that go ignored. Lack of community centers, lack of education, and all kinds of things. And I felt that I could make a difference, being that I was semi-successful coming out of the community. So it's a multitude of things and reasons why I do it, but it's really self-fulfilling at the end of the day to give. I know that when you give, you receive things beyond your imagination. And it's fun. It's really fun working with kids. They are so honest, I'm going to tell you that. And you learn a lot about yourself. And it just makes life purposeful and meaningful when you step outside of just you, me. And and that's it. It makes it more valuable. So that's why the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation exists. It's nonprofit. Everything's for free, and that's what we do. TMATF.org is the site to see what it's all about. And we offer classes in the summertime, but I'm hoping one day to make it a 24-hour facility free for the community and fully funded.
Oh, that's nice. You know, a lot of people don't get into charity work. We're definitely going to be trying to get into that to the new year on Global 14 Radio and Global 14. But, I mean, I love a lot of the things that you're doing. You're a goodwill ambassador as well for Africare. Now, okay, I don't want to sound stupid, but what does a goodwill ambassador actually do?
Well, Africare is a very, very well-known organization in philanthropy, and they service over 36 countries in Africa regarding water sanitation, education, women's empowerment, all kinds of things in underdeveloped communities and areas where people don't even have the bare essentials for survival and health. So, yeah, I align myself with things like this because I need to, number one, be a little bit more educated and globally adapted and culturally educated as to what's going on, not just in my community, but beyond, and how my community can help as well. So an ambassador actually utilizes the relationships like radio, like people on Twitter, to invest in fundraisers, help out, maybe Mika Water. That's also a water company that actually does very similar work to Africare and create alliances so that, you know the saying, it takes a community. It does take a community and an alliance of relationships to be impactful. So that's what I do, and I do have a lot of partnerships and relationships and people that you know in this business that have lots of money that need tax write-off too, you know, so that are willing to give every year to a great cause that does, you know, so that's my job, as well as, you know, whatever I can bring to the table that's beneficial to the organization and people at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, like I said, I had no idea you was doing all of this, and my hat goes off to you on a lot of this stuff. Hopefully, you know, we definitely can link up on some of this stuff because that's something that we've all talked about as a team, is doing more charity. You know, in 2012, even though we just started this, we have so many different things that we want to do, especially in the community. Mm-hmm. So definitely one of those things that we'll probably be contacting you on again. But
sure.
So one of my other things that I want to do, actually, you know what? I gotta get some more of these callers because these people are like bum rushing. I'm sick. I wish you could see this, Maya.
Well, I can stay on longer, you know, if you need me to.
Okay, that's great, because I'm telling you, they are in here. Hold on. Hello, Brandon. You are now live with Maya on Global 14 Radio.
What's going on?
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. It's Alexico from Twitter. I'm just hollering at you, Maya, just letting you know. We riding for you in Texas still. We love you over here. So, and we enjoying the new disc, still enjoying the Japan one. So, I mean, it's all good. Just want to congratulate you on. Oh, I'm still on that too. So, I've been with you since day one. So, just giving you some support.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you.
Hey, no doubt. I was going to ask you something, but you already answered my question. I just wanted you to say my name.
Hey, Brandon.
It's your voice. That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you, Maya.
Is this the Brandon that I met while I was in Houston for Jessica Vickery's birthday party?
Yes, it is. It's me.
See, I put my fans that I meet on Twitter on my VIP list. It's a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you a happy new year.
Hey, same to you, Mama.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Brandon.
All right, thank you.
Wow, see, I told you we have another caller, Amir. Hello, Amir, you are now live with Maya on Global 14 Radio. How are you? What you got for us?
I'm fine. Hello, Maya.
How are you? Hello.
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, want to congratulate you on all your success. I think you're the talented artist. I think you're one of the best that's out now to date. I appreciate your music, all your work. Your acting skills are crazy. I look forward to seeing you and more stuff. I was wondering if you're going to be in Philly anytime soon, do you know of?
I may be in Philly. I'm not sure. I do a lot of recording in Philly, New York, Atlanta, so most likely January.
Okay, that sounds good.
So, Amir, I have a question. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot, Amir. This is Crush. What is your favorite song off of Kiss?
I actually think it's the self-titled album. Just the Kiss track.
Oh, the self-titled song?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, great.
I do have a self-titled song called Kiss. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling
in. I'm still
waiting
for my Heart Special DVD to come in the mail.
Oh, you ordered it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, remember I told you on Twitter, Mirror04, I told you that I was ordering the DVD from Amazon.
Oh, you go ahead.
Yeah, it should be here in a couple of days.
Congratulations. Thank you for the support.
No problem. I continue to support you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Amir. All right. Let's take another call. All right, Dante, you are now live on Global 14 Radio. Maya is listening. What in the world?
Maya?
Hi, how are you?
You've been on hold for a long time,
Hello.
Dante. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Maya to, you know, because I'm from the DMV where she's from. I went to the same middle school as her
brother.
I've been trying to, you know, get her to, like, do a concert or something. I mean, like, it's crazy. Like, I actually seen you at Charlotte. I was coming from Puerto Rico. I seen you from Charlotte, but you probably don't remember me. But you followed me on Twitter. But yeah, at the airport.
Oh. Oh, really?
But
you're from D.C.?
Yeah, well, I'm not from D.C. I'm talking from Beltsville. I live down the street from MLK.
Oh, Beltsville, Maryland. Okay, DMV. Gotcha.
Yeah. But, like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I never thought I'd see, like, have, a, like, another conversation, which even though it's over the phone. But, I mean, it's still cool. But, I just want to. Why you say that? What happened?
No, I said, oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. Yeah. We're actually speaking.
Yeah, but what I want to ask you was, is there any way I can, like, get a shout out on Twitter? Because, like, I shoot you every day, and everybody knows, like, you're, like, the girl, like, I always wanted to marry. It's like, is there any way I can get, like, a personal shout out?
Oh, boy.
Especially since I'm
back
home. Hold up.
Let me check your age real quick. How old are you? How old are you?
19.
Oh, shoot. Okay, you are over 18, so I won't go to jail or anything. So what's your Twitter page?
It's underscore.
What's your Twitter page? Uh-huh.
It's underscore D-E-S-A-L. You actually DM me a couple of times. I be tweeting you all, like, because I be up since finals. And, like, I always see you tweet on 05. You're always up.
Okay. I just found you. I'm starting you out right now.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Dante, for calling in.
Can I ask one more question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Is there any way, like, I can be, like, a VIP, like, back home, like, when you're performing, or, like, is there any way you can do, like, a meeting?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to set up a release party, album release party, when all the physical copies are ready for the album to be distributed, and then I'm going to post it on Twitter, and I'm going to invite all of my DMV Team Maya folks. So keep it.
Is there any way you can remember who I am?
I'll be looking out for you. Yeah.
I think I'm
following you. If not, then I'll follow you.
Yeah, I think I'm following you.
Okay, then all you have to do is send a DM, and I'll send it to my manager, and then they'll exchange info with you, get your email address, and put you on the VIP list.
Just letting you know, once I get my college degree, we'll be getting married. I'm just letting that know right now.
Oh, boy.
No, I'll be old and gray. I'll be old and gray by that time.
It
matter. All right, thank you, Dante, for calling in to Global 14 Radio.
Thank you, Dante. All right.
I told you, man, these people, they trying to get married and everything. This is funny. How do this make you feel that these people love you so much?
I mean, it's very flattering. It is very flattering, I have to say. I don't get caught up in it, you know, because guys are guys. I'm sure they would like to marry a lot of things. But anyways, I'm flattered. It's all love.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about one of your tracks on Sis.
Yes,
Somebody Come Get This Bitch. Now, mm-hmm. Let me I started laughing because I've done that. I've said that so many times. You're sitting in the club,
exactly.
Or whatever. And you're like, if somebody don't come get this bitch right now, we're going to have a problem.
You know what? Somebody hit me up. They were like, that song is too negative. You shouldn't be doing songs like that. I said, no, the song is actually positive if you listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are saying, you know what, I don't want to hurt this chick because this chick
right.
is so foul and she's messing up the whole energy of my crew. I don't know her. She's the friend of my friend. I'm not trying to say anything, but seriously, I'm going to need to step away and count to 10 because if somebody does not come get her, I might go off. And that's just the conversation that you have
right.
on these occasions where there's some crazy chick is around or et cetera, and
right.
you're calling for help. Because you don't want to do what is really on your mind.
Okay, you look.
It's a positive song.
It's real positive. Uh-huh. It's positive, you guys. Make sure you get T-shirts made, too.
It's a song about self-control.
Right. Well, you know, people will try you. I know you get tried all the time, so, but this is what it is. Well, you know, I have to ask this question because, you know, are you single? I just want to ask that one question because I know a lot of people are on the line. I see all these men on this line, and I'm sure they want to know if you're single or not.
I'm single, but I'm dating Jesus Christ right now very heavily. So, you know, me and him are
okay.
going hard. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I got you, Maya. All right, well.
I'm single. I'm single. But not available. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, got you. Okay, you done brought baby Jesus all in the conversation. I'm scared to ask you the next question. Take a caller real quick because I mean, got all discombobulated. All right. Natasha, you are now live on Global 14 Radio with our girl Maya. How are you?
Hey,
you
Maya.
Have a new CD? You have a new CD,
hey,
Natasha?
There. Yes.
So
is this Natasha
song?
Carter?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
My whole name on there?
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Maya.
Merry Christmas to
oh,
you.
Hi. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
And
all that good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's your, you got a question for Maya and Natasha?
Yeah. Can we hear Mr. Can you do a little a cappella of Mr. Incredible?
Uh-oh.
Of course I can, but that's the Team Maya chat. You know the line is, I promise y'all, I'm going to get on Tiny Chat and do all of that for y'all like I did before. But if people have questions.
Well, can we get some of that? Wait, can we get some of that on Global 14?
Yeah, can we get some of that on Global 14 for the fans? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do y'all want to hear on Global 14?
Look, you can post, let me tell you something. You can make us a video, post it on Global 14. You can, I don't care what you
do. Oh, you do? Oh, I'll do
yeah.
that for y'all.
Yeah, you'll
okay.
do that for us. Great. So, lifers, y'all heard that. So, if we don't see that video, we're going to jump on
I'll
our
do
Twitter.
That for y'all.
Okay,
yes.
perfect.
I'm laying in the bed right now, though. Okay.
All right, thank you, Natasha, for calling in.
Bye.
Bye, Tasha.
So let me ask you this question. You're single.
Yes.
But there's reasons
mm-hmm.
why you're probably single. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what, in your experience, what do you feel people have lost when it comes to intimate relationships?
The first one I would say, taking their time. And
mm-hmm.
then, two, I would say getting to know somebody and laying
right.
the proper foundation. You know, if you're going to expect to have a relationship, you need to take your time and get to know
right.
each other. And then I would say C, based on the divorce rate, people just bail ship. They jump ship too quick and don't
right.
really keep the foundation of God and faith and working hard together because it is work. You're not going to have that same lust in the beginning of the relationship, if that's what it's based on, later on in life, you know, 6 years, things change. 10 years, things change. You've got to stick with it and keep the faith and work at it. So I would say that extra push, people have lost that based on facts, and that's that divorce rate I see kicking in, increasing.
Right. Well, you know, what in my opinion is people forgot how to date.
Well, I think I can answer that question. Yeah, you know what? I think people need to learn how to be happy alone first, because
right.
we're always searching for something to make us complete, and that's not where it is. Based on what I know about myself, you got to be happy first. What makes you happy? You got to have a love outside of a person first. And a love for yourself. And that's so hard in this world if you don't have a proper foundation, you know, spiritual.
Right.
And usually people have to connect spiritually, not just sexually, mm-hmm. for something to last. And that's also loose these days, people just having casual sex and turning lust into love,
right?
When it's really not. So
right.
we're always searching for something and trying to fill a void in our lives with somebody else who's also a person, who also has feelings. And I don't know, dating to me means that you're searching for something and you should never search. You should
That's
just
right.
be working on yourself, and it's going to fall into place if you have
That's
faith.
Right.
But shoot, it's a lonely road. It is a lonely road.
Oh, you got a puppy? You like dogs? You need to get you a puppy or something.
I love me some puppies. That's why I have so many animals. Shoot, because I'm lonely. I'm always so lonely on the road. It's just, I don't know. I have to be very selective, you know. I don't want any crazy
right.
guy that I end up with and stalk. I don't know.
Yeah, see, do they know you got a blade hidden in your purse? That's what I want to know. You said you're from D.C. now, so they need to be careful. You get the cut and float.
It's under my tongue, not in my purse. I'm just kidding. I'm just being silly.
Oh,
no.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because you know, a lot of people think intimacy means automatically they think it's all about sex, you know.
No,
and
it's not.
You know, it's not. And I think that that's what a lot of people got away from, is not trying to, you know, get to know the person. You know, after a couple of weeks, all of a sudden we're in a committed relationship, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I didn't know you were like this. Hello, 2 weeks. Not a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're physically attached to that person, but you're not mentally or spiritually attached, and then
exactly.
you get to really, really know the hoop. It's like putting the cart before the horse. You
right.
know, it's like shooting before you aim. That's not
right.
good. That's really not good.
Okay. Well, before I get to this next question, we're going to take some more of these Team Maya fans on the board. We got Jones. You are live on Global 14 Radio. Maya is laying in the bed, being lonely. Is she talking about having a million puppies? So what question do you have for her? What question do you have for her right
now? You made me sound like a miserable old lady.
How's everybody doing this evening?
Hey,
wonderful.
Hello? The question I actually have is, not really a good question. Will you give some advice to these young ladies that's lost and, you know, trying to find their way in the world?
Well, for anybody that's lost, guys or girls, I would say just experiment with activities, you know, whether it's sports or writing, join a class, find out who you are by doing those things. You hear the words, oh, get to know you all the time, or be grounded in God. Well, you have to pray. And if you don't know how to pray, you know, find someone that does, if possible. Talk to somebody. Write. Do what I did. I was writing on a piece of paper for years, and I was brought clarity as to the things that I liked, the things that I did not want in my life. What is your 10-year plan? You know, what do you see yourself? What do you like? What makes you happy? And then go pursue it. If you don't know how to pursue it, get on the internet if you can and find out ways to pursue it. But you really have to have a love in order to love yourself and love your life. That's where it starts, investing in you. And then you begin to attract all kinds of energies based on the true you. So things fall in place when you're together. Otherwise, if you're seeking, you can probably seek the wrong things out of, I guess, the wrong needs, which is just secure loneliness. You can get a puppy for that.
Yep. Get a puppy.
So basically, you believe that the laws of attraction, you see something that you want and positive things will happen. Is that correct?
Oh, I totally believe in it. You know, I'm a witness to it. I really believe that. Not everything is going to be perfect in life. You still have to work hard on self. You still have to work hard together if you do end up in what you call a relationship or consider a relationship. But I know that when two people have themselves together, there are a lot of less insecurities in play. There's a lot of less need and necessity. It's more like an accessory and a complement to your happiness versus, oh, your happiness banking on somebody else. Now, that's scary. That's just a scary place to be. And yeah, it takes years to really, really get to know yourself, and life is, it's a work in progress, you know, but it's also being with someone that is willing to, or talking to someone that's willing to accept your imperfections, you know, and each other's imperfections, and just working to be better people, and connecting on a deeper level than just physical, because that's simple, but that also doesn't last.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Jones, thank you for calling into Global 14 Radio. Are you on Global 14?
I am now.
All right. I know that's right. Thank you so much. Team Maya is in the house. Let me tell you guys, I love them. I love all of you guys. So positive. Everyone has great energy that's calling in. So, Maya, let me just ask you this question. I'm not going to ask you any more fluffy questions, I promise. So what are the top three things a man can do to get your attention?
Ooh. Oh. Okay, hold up. What kind of attention are we talking about? Are we talking about just off of fly? Just off of the fly, you know, random.
Let's do off of the fly. Because
okay, like in passing.
Not aware. Yeah, because you know a lot of guys aren't aware that how they present themselves every single day. Like women are paying attention. So what is it that a guy can do that can get your attention? Like you'll just be like, wait a minute now. So,
well, I mean, these are like impulse. I'm gonna be smart with this one because not everything is surface. But honestly, getting my attention might consist of surface things like, okay, looking good, smelling good, or not smelling good, because that would get my attention too. But I don't know. Just I think I'm really intrigued by a man that is laid back and in the cut, that does not want to be an attention whore, or is just so cool with himself that he's chilling in the cut. Those are usually the guys that I'm intrigued to know more about versus someone that's just panting like a dog, ready for attention and desperate. But I think it's the swag and just that inner confidence that equals or defines swag for me that might stand out in a room of a couple thousand people, you know. But I can't really, it depends on the scenario and the environment too. But I would name those three things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what's your favorite cologne then, to smell on a man?
I don't have to keep that a secret.
Because you know what?
Oh,
you
keep that a secret.
Right now, the box will go up on that cologne. Because
no,
like,
no, exactly. Hey. I don't keep that a secret. That's special as a secret to me.
Okay. You know, yeah, because sometimes some men that care about how they smell, they mix certain things together, too. So fellas, like, you know, experiment a little bit and let have your female friend smell you. And, yes, brush your teeth. I was standing in a bank one time. And this man was talking, and I swear it came from behind him and wrapped around my whole face. And I was so mad at him. Or even talking, I'm just like, yo, dude, it's too early for this. I just want to put my money in my account. Breath was hot.
Aww.
And I'm
Aww.
And I'm behind him. Well, that's not supposed to happen, though.
Aw, let us pray. Let us pray right now.
Let us pray to baby Jesus. I'd rather smell puppy breath than funky mouth man standing in a bank.
Aye.
Man, that was horrible. So, yes, fellas, get you some good cologne.
Yes.
And please brush your mouth. Please.
I mean, I'm talking about the cologne like you put on after you take a shower, though. Not cologne over funk.
Right. Don't do that, please, you guys. No, no, no. Don't mix the cologne with the funk. Don't get off work and sniff your armpits and be like, I'm not that bad, and get to spraying. No, that's not what she's saying. Oh, man, too funny. Okay, we're going to take a couple more callers, and then, yeah, this is funny. Okay, all right. Baby Jesus, help us in this interview. DeVar, I think I'm updated right here on Global 14 Radio. You're now live with Maya. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, babe?
What question
Hello
do you have
there.
Tonight?
How are you?
I'm good. Good. How your day been?
Wonderful. Yours?
It's been good. A little bit, you know what I mean? Other than that, it's been chill. Mm-hmm. Took care of a couple of things. I had some grocery shopping to do, but other than that, it's been a pretty easy day.
Nice.
I had a couple questions for you. I see you single. That's what's up. I ain't mad at that. Basically, when it comes to the biz part, because I can ask you a million things about being single. I mean, you're doing your thing. You know, I got chemistry with you as far as things that you're interested in and stuff that I'm interested in. We have similarities in that area. So, you know, when it comes to all of that, but, you know, that's a whole other thing. I'm not sure that I would be able to commit in a certain level. So, you know.
Oh, we got a live Romeo on the line right now. He's trying to throw it out there.
I can't
commit, but listen.
Because it, you know, like she was saying earlier, you know, that, you know, giving it time, you know. And I want some love sink in, and it's like beyond just like, we have interest and we have that chemistry, and it's not just the attraction, and it's like, you know, deeper than who knows. But, you know, you got careers and things people got to commit to and all of that. So that's why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, I support you on the tip of a woman. Like, I fuss with you. Like, I feel like you're a good chick, you know what I mean? So that's really about
Aww.
It, beyond just you. Yeah, it's beyond you just putting out an album or something. I may not like every song
exactly.
you do, but I still fuck with you as a chick, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
but what I wanted to
that's
ask
real,
you,
that's
yeah, what I wanted to ask you was more about the business and being that you've been doing your exact thing with your own self and, you know, based on how that led to that and so on and so forth. When it comes to working with people, other talent, other producers,
mm-hmm.
how can one, you know, whether it's a feature on your album or you doing a feature on a song they're doing, how can I network with you on that?
On my website. MayaMaya.com, that's MYAMYA.com. I have a specific section that says contacts and a list of managers under Hue Entertainment, which is the management company or that represents me. All of their email addresses are there, and you can get in touch with any one of them, and it'll be forwarded to the proper source to get the ball rolling or, you know, business rolling, or at least a reply in communication about what it is that someone wants to entertain. And that's how we get started.
So it basically starts shooting the email, yo, I'm interested in maybe you featuring on a song or
yeah.
featuring on one of your next projects,
yeah.
that type of thing.
Send a full proposal,
now,
you know, send an email what the proposal is or what it is that you want to do. Include the MP3 if it's a song, if it's a production situation, however we can fit it into a project that we're working towards, and discuss it, you know, if it makes sense with what we're doing right now or for the future.
Right. So, and sending beats and stuff like that, things are safe. You know how this business is.
Oh, yes. There's no leaking. I run my business in a specific way. People get paid before people leak. And if things get leaked, then I'm the one that has to ultimately pay for it. And
right.
the people work, too, you know, unless there's an agreement that says, hey, we're doing this on spec. Yes.
Right. Yeah, I
value my relationship.
Well. Yeah, right.
I value
right.
my relationships to pay my people.
All right, Duval,
right,
well, I appreciate
right.
you calling in the Global 14 Radio tonight. Definitely make sure you're checking in. Maya said she's going to be posting a video on global14.com for us, so we're waiting for that. But I definitely appreciate
her.
I hit
her up all the time on Twitter.
In.
She always DM me. I'm Cicero 3G Fit. I don't know if you know the name, but we speak pretty frequently, actually. I know you hit me up a lot.
Who hit you up a lot?
What's that?
What'd you say?
What was that?
Someone hit you up a lot.
No, I'm saying you. I speak to you a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, I reply. Okay.
Yeah, you
did. That's good.
You
know that that makes a difference.
Yeah.
All right,
that's what's up.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and get to another caller. Lori, you are now live on Global 14 Radio. I'm so
oh
sorry.
My gosh, yay.
Thank you for calling
me. Lori right now?
Yes, I've been waiting forever to talk to one of my favorite artists in the world. Oh, my gosh, Maya, I love you. I have been following you since, I believe, 98. Is it 98 you came out with Moving On, the Cisco and all that? Yeah, so I've been listening to one. And I just wanted to say to you that, oh, my gosh, I just admire you. I look up to you. You're so strong. You're so, intelligent. You know, you're not just nowadays with the music industry, and this is one of my questions I'm leading into, is that it seems like nowadays, back in the 90s, when you were out and stuff like that, and Aaliyah and Brandy and people like you guys who are authentic, and it seemed like you guys were original. And now it's just like 2012, it's like we're getting into this new year, and it's like I have nobody. I mean, there's no artist out that, to me, has the talent and can really sing and who can really dance and, you know, to do what they do. So I'm just wondering, from your perspective, and you don't have to name names or anything, but, like, what do you think about the music industry now as far as female R&B singers? Do you think it did work as hard as when you came out in the 90s and you were 18, you know what I mean, and you were on the scene, you were doing what you were doing? Do you think there's any difference now, or do you think that people are working just as hard but maybe just not as talented? I don't know. But I just wanted to say that, and I'm so happy to be on the phone with you. I've been waiting forever.
I believe it's everybody's time when it's time. You know, you have to be aligned with the proper company to get proper support. I like a lot of female artists that are out today, and a lot of them are quite talented in the dance arena and the live performance arena as live singers, as studio singers, and even as musicians. So, I mean, we have a lot of variety going on, and I give props to females and any female doing her thing in this game, because you don't necessarily have to be the best or the most talented. It's just about what you have to offer, you know, as a person, lyrically, as a movement, you know, who your team is, or, and basically at the end of the day, the financial support that's backing you. That's really, you know, what dictates what is going to be played and spun in rotation. But everybody's doing their thing, so I don't have any bad words. I can't really compare it to the 90s because we're in a different day and age right now. We had cassette tapes out when I was releasing my first album and recording on different kinds of equipment, and now we have the internet, and it's a different day and age, but I really enjoy it, and I really like it, and just much respect and props to all the females out there, because it's tough for all of us to cut through.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to tell you, I follow you on Twitter, and your new album is it coming out? When is it? I don't know. Understand? Because I'm not on Twitter all the time, but I was just listening on the radio. It's something. It'll be out when?
It's actually out now. I released it 12/20, just digitally on iTunes, but I'm planning to release it physically through Amazon.com, as well as setting up my MayaMaya.com store for autograph copy orders as well. So those CDs are being manufactured now.
Yes, I'll be doing that. Thank you, Maya. I love you, and I look up to you, and I just wanted to tell you to keep on doing what you're doing. You have people that love you, support you, and like I said, I'm one of the diehard fans. I've been here since day one, so, you know, stay encouraged and stay blessed. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Lori.
Too.
Much love.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Man, I'm telling you, you have some loyal fans. They love you.
Oh.
I
think that if something was to ever happen to you, I think they would go. It would be a brawl somewhere. I mean, they love you. You can tell. No, you can tell. You hear them calling in, and they're just like, "Oh, I love you." You know, I've been down with you from since day one. I mean, yo, I
you
got
know,
chills because I'm sitting here. I'm just like, wow.
I had to stop because of my fans. You know, they keep me going, even though it's not publicly advertised all over the world, and it appears that I've been gone. I've still been going hard, no breaks, no breaks for Maya, and it's because of them that I release something every year.
Okay. Well, you know, since we're talking about your fans and the things that you've been through, and let's talk about one of the most valuable lessons you've learned in 2011.
One of the most valuable lessons that I've learned in 2011 that in order to expect rewards, you must take the pain. You must bear what my example and my faith-based example bears. And I can tell you the only way I got through this 26.2-mile marathon was thinking about the pain that Christ must have endured. And if you're not ready to take the beating and take the pain and take all of the stabs and criticisms, then you're not deserving of the award or the reward that's to come.
Right.
Because that's what it takes. You have to take it. You have to bear it. And I learned that in many parts of my career. I've learned that in many parts of my life, just to have faith, keep going, and keep pushing through. You can't birth anything without having pain, but you're going to have to push, too. You just can't say, all right, I'm just going to wait. No, you have to make it happen. You have to breathe deeply. You have to make it happen. You got to take it. And then watch what happens. The blessing is on the way.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Everything that you said has applied to me. Definitely, especially with doing this show. It's amazing that, you know, you get so many criticisms and so many people saying this and saying that. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work. And like you said, you know, you got to take it. This is what comes along with being successful, being blessed, being humble. You know, some people, they can't handle when someone else is happy. But that doesn't mean that you give in to their unhappiness. You don't have to do that. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, we're going to put it back to baby Jesus on here. We're going to take a couple more callers before we end this interview because there's people that's been waiting for a long, long time, and I want to make sure we get as many people as we can also. Let's see. Rachel, you are on Global 14 Radio. You are live with Maya. How are you? Thank you for holding.
Oh,
hello.
My God, thank you. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Finally,
you?
Right? Finally.
I'm doing Miss Light, I have been waiting for you for a long time. I just want to say that I look up to you so much. You are my role model. You are the realest, like, this is my opinion. I know everybody else has their opinion, but I really feel like you are the realest, strongest, and most independent woman, the female artist out here. I've been with
since
the 90s first come out. I love your first song down to your last song. Your new album, Kiss, I can't pick one song that's my favorite. I play it over and over and over.
That is so good to hear. That is so good to hear. You know, it makes all the work worthwhile.
It does, and I just don't know how you do it, and you stay so strong and so beautiful. It's just like, I love you so much. And
it's called taking out the trash, boo.
Take out the trash.
I got a song about that. It's called Take 'Em Out.
Yes,
that's on Kiss
Trip. I love that song. That song, and please come get this bitch. That I love that song. Them two is like my favorite song. I put on repeat all the time. But
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am. I do. Yes. But the question I have for you, I know y'all on a short time limit or whatever, but the question I have for you is, like, how did you become inspired to do your music, and what inspired you to come so far and just
to keep on doing and stay so strong?
Honestly, it's you guys. I've always loved music, and I've always just naturally done music and been around music, you know, whether it's choir, being around my dancer friends and just listening to music in my basement. I've been born into music. It's something that's just a part of me that I have to have daily and that I have to do daily. So with or without a record deal, with or without being a recording artist, I would still be in music, even if it was in a choir, you know. And regarding making albums, that's for you guys. There's no point in cooking up a meal if there's nobody to serve it to. You know, okay, I can enjoy my music for a couple of days, but that's why I do it. I don't care about the obstacles. I know that people want to hear it, but you guys have also said, what's going on, Maya? Why did you stop? Why did you quit? And I just wanted to let people know that I haven't, but this has been what's going on, and I'm always inspired, and I always want to touch, and I always want to move, make people happy, dance, inspired, beyond just a cute video. And hopefully they'll walk away with something from a song, entertained, but learn something and maybe be a little stronger, too. So it's all of that.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I also have a question for you. Can you please follow me on Twitter? Because like, I tweet you every day. Every day I
you do. You do. I'm so sorry if I have not seen it and followed you. Yeah, I can't keep up with y'all. So give it to me right now, and I'm going to look you up.
Man.
What's
shout
your Twitter
out to
page?
Team Maya. Team Maya is deep on Global 14 Radio, oh. Twitch board, chat room, everything. I really appreciate you holding on, Rachel. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome. No problem.
What's your Twitter page, Rachel?
It's capital P.
P is in Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Princess 10.
Capital P, what was that?
It's a capital P, then it's the word princess.
Princess?
The number 10.
10, my favorite number. Okay.
My favorite.
Hold on, is there an underscore? Because I don't see
No, it's just a capital P, princess 10. There's no underscore, no dots or anything.
So are there two P's back to back or just one P?
It's two P's, one's capital and one's lowercase.
Okay, cool. Got you. I'm following you now. Rachel Herring?
Yes, ma'am.
There we go.
All right, thank you, Rachel, for calling in. Oh, boy, man, you're making people's day around here. This is awesome. Oh. I can't believe this. This is awesome. We're going to take a couple more callers. We're going to have to bring you back because we're going to do a part two with you because I see right now this is too many people calling in. It's hard to get to everybody, but we're going to try our hardest. Michael, you are live on Global 14 Radio. Maya is sitting here. Well, she's not sitting next to me, but she is live on the radio. What's going
Hi,
on,
Michael? How are you?
What's your question?
How you doing, Maya?
I'm great.
Twitter
what about
is Mike
you?
Zeal. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just sitting here listening to you. Mike Giglio.
Oh.
You're actually cool, Mom. You're going to be yeah, Mike Giglio.
Oh, okay.
You're actually cool with my Uncle Chuck. He just came here in Atlanta to do something with Chuck on the business tip. And,
oh, yes,
just been
that
watching.
Was Cocktails and Conversations for philanthropists and
right.
entrepreneurs.
He was hanging out with my sisters and was trying to get you to get a tattoo, but you ain't doing that yet. So.
You were trying to get me to get a tattoo?
My
or
sisters
them?
Were. The name Trinity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not my thing. I don't have one tattoo on my body yet.
Oh, wow. Not even on the butterfly?
Not one.
Oh,
wow. Miles is sissy when it comes to needles. I'm a sucker.
Keeping your body pure,
yeah.
Right? No, I just wanted to commend you on a lot of things that you're doing, and I know that you're doing big things in the community, and I know you'll be up in Pittsburgh Friday. Getting your thing on with Chuck, and I just wanted to, because I've been watching you. You've been so busy, but yet you're putting in time on the radio with G14. I mean, you're just loyal to your fans, and you're repping Christ like it ain't nothing, man. I mean, like it's just, A lot of people, you know, they come from the church, but they don't, I guess, respect their gift that they've been given, and you give it back to God. That's you know, that's inspiring.
I have to give credit where credit is due. You know, for me personally, I know that there are several religions, and I'm not trying to sway anyone, but the way that I get through my life is by my example. So I give credit to that source because that is what keeps me strong and level-headed and grounded and sane and not taking drugs and, you know, becoming an addict and doing all kinds of crazy stuff that happens in this business. But that is my rock, so I don't have a problem speaking about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's, you know, you came bold with it, and I'm just, you know, my job and my ministry in the industry, I've been in the industry for 25 years. One of my good friends is Michael Jackson's choreographer, which I'm trying to get you with. So Lavelle Smith Jr., I don't know if you know who he is. Mm-hmm. He's been with Michael. He's been Michael Jackson's head choreographer for 23 years. And
nice.
I definitely want you to work with him. Yeah, if you want to consider working with him, you know, just, you know, it's my boy. I could hook y'all up.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, he's...
Can you shoot one of my folks an email on mayamaya.com? It's under the contact section.
Sent you this whole package and everything like that, because I think he'll, he wanted to work with you and Mary J. Blige, and I'm talking to you right now.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
I think it'd be good for y'all to work together. And you're more of a dancer, and I think that the show would just be incredible. He's looking for somebody. He's looking to get behind somebody like you to, you know, the same thing he did for Michael, you know, as far as being the head choreographer, he wants to do for someone else. And I just love your energy right now. I'm doing ministry with him. On, you know, he loves God, but he lived the gay lifestyle for a long time. A lot of people don't know that, but he wants to serve God and bring his skills to the table to represent Christ. I think he'd be the perfect launching pad for that. So.
Amen.
Well, thank you for calling in, Michael. Thank you for holding on for so long as well.
Yeah,
oh, that's
it was right. A pleasure.
Right. I was listening, man. This is the realest radio station. So I commend y'all on this. Y'all come with
it.
Y'all don't hold back any punches on the questions. I'm loving the interview, digging it.
This
and Maya is scared. Maya's not backing down. She's coming.
She's definitely.
I don't have an ounce of Twitter in me. No.
Okay.
All right, Michael, thank you for the support, and thank you for holding on for so long. Really
so, Maya, Mike Giglio, hit me up so we can get this thing on with Lavelle, if you want to do that.
Okay, great. Right. Send a message via Twitter, because I don't know what your page is.
It's MikeGlio. MikeGlio. Follow me so I can send you a direct message. Thank you, G14. Yeah,
no problem. Thank you for the support. All right, we're going to take two more callers before we got to go. Lamont, you have been on hold for so long. You're on Global 14 Radio. You're live with Maya. I'm so sorry. You were in a long line, brother.
It's fine, my sister.
Hello there.
Hey,
I'm
Maya.
Good.
What's
How
going
are you?
On? I'm blessed. Well, first of all, let me just say this. I had an opportunity to meet you some years ago, Madison Square Garden backstage. I'm actually a songwriter myself. Little name is Lamont, but I'm Mr. Marcus with the extra S on Twitter. So please write that down, Mr. Marcus with an extra S at the end on Twitter. Long story short, I just want to let everyone know what you hear with Maya speaking tonight is the same way she is in person. Straight up real. You were on the bill with Chaka Khan. It was like one of those Christmas
Yes.
And I was just backstage partying with some of the artists, chilling, saw you there, started talking to you. And it was like, and I'm not just trying to say this to everyone that's listening, talking to Maya is like straight up talking to like a real good friend. You know, personable. There's no airs. There's no pretentiousness. In this business, you know, God has allowed me to meet a whole lot of people. And sometimes their personalities get there before they do. And to see your humility and your grace, it's a natural thing, and it's so well received. That's why everyone who has proceeded in calling tonight to speak to you, they said the same thing, because it's true, and it's who you are. So I want to say to you, because I know that, you know, you follow Christ, continue to follow him. Don't let anything dissuade you, Maya. Keep staying on your grind, because God is going to open up doors for you in 2012, and I speak this to you prophetically. He's going to open up doors for you that may have been closed in the past, but they're going to reopen the way you wanted them to because of your humility and your sacrifice and your dedication.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm keeping it. But before I close, because I know there's something else that I want. Yes, that's real, my sister. Artistically, please, we need to see Maya. Now, I just need you to do a mental thing of this. Maya doing her own 2012 version in a video, Pleasure Principle, where it's just you dancing. Because, see, you are a beast. You are a beast when it comes to dancing. Seriously. And I mean, getting choreographers to collaborate with is a great thing, this, that, and the other. But see, you have technique. You have your own style and your own technique. Your fans, we need to see that. We need to see that Maya that we know that's there. Because seriously, if you was to do a video with just you, something like what you did, My Love is like, whoa. But that was more or less like a lot of fashion shots. I'm talking just straight up dancing. Because we know you, you got that.
Oh, guess what? Guess what? I've already been working on it. I just had ankle surgery last year, so I'm back in the game now with my physicality. So I've been in the studio.
All right, Lamonti. All right, you heard it. You heard it here. She already working on it.
Lamonti,
I appreciate you calling in, definitely. And you held on for almost an hour. So if I could give you a prize or something, I would. But definitely continue to support the show, and thank you for holding on.
No
We're
problem.
On the same
Please
page.
Thank
you.
Please hit me up, Mr. Marcus XS on Twitter.
Okay.
Mr. Marcus with the
XS.
Yes,
I got it.
All right, you got it? We got another caller that's been on for a while. We're going to take this last call. John, you are live on Global 14 Radio. Maya is listening. You have a question for her? Let's get it out. I'm sorry you had to wait for so long, too.
Oh, wow.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm kind of shocked. I've been waiting for a while, but hey, good things come to those who wait, right?
That's right.
First, I would like to say thank you, and you are deeply, deeply, deeply appreciated, because it's not just your music. It's your humility. It's your grace. It's the fact that you're a beautiful woman that really doesn't have any compare, and you're smart, and that goes a long way. So I really thank you for that.
Wow, I'm flattered that another G14 was going to turn into this.
Now you know. That's why we're going to do a part two, because Global 14 Radio, we make things happen on here. You guys are just going to come on the show, and we're just going to ask you a couple questions. No, look, we got you, Maya.
I do have one question, though. When are you coming back to Philly? Because I got to get the first ticket when you come back.
Oh, I'm not exactly sure yet. I'm in the recording phase right now for the next album. But all of the dates for shows and events, et cetera, I posted on mayamaya.com under the events section.
Okay, that's what's up. Did you enjoy your Christmas?
Yes, sir.
Because of me.
And you?
All right, because you know, I enjoyed it. I loved it. I enjoyed it. Because, I mean, we see your music and stuff, but I think a lot of times people forget you're a person, too. And you have your family and stuff, and that's important as well. So I thank you for that. You know, just being there. And, you know, just being there. Hey, what can I say?
I
thank you so much for
you
calling
guys.
In, John.
Thank you. Happy New Year, by the way.
He ended his own call. Dang, John, you just had to jump off like that. Maya, let me tell you, I've witnessed firsthand what fans really mean. Like, I love your fans. We've never, and I'm telling you, since we've been doing, we've never had this many people call in for artists. Never. Never, 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 ever. No, you're the first. And guess what? Since you're our last interview on my show, Real Talk, for the year, that means we are going to have a very great year. This is, there's a reason for everything. I'm telling you, this has never happened. Not on this show. We've had a lot of people call in, but you've had, let me tell you, you've had close to 30 people in our queue. Yeah, and people have been getting booted. People have been getting booted off because Blog Talk Radio was like, okay, you guys are doing too much. And we definitely apologize for that. But, you know, my opinion.
Oh, no, everything's all positive.
Yeah, definitely.
Energy has been great. Nobody's been crazy.
Oh, yeah. let me tell you, there's a lot of things I didn't know. I'm glad you were on the show. I learned some great things about you. You do have wonderful energy. So I can't wait to meet you in person. But definitely, we want to have you back on the show to do a part two. Our Twitter,
I would love to be back.
Yeah, because you know what? Guess what's so funny? On Twitter, because I looked real quick, your fans are going ham. Like, they were like, yeah, part two. Whose fans do that?
Already?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, part
Well, they
two.
Tell you what they want.
Yes, they
make
do.
It known.
Yeah, the Maya fan page definitely has been going hard. I love your fans. Team Maya, I love you. Make sure you sign up for global14.com. A couple things that I wanted to ask you because, like I said, your energy has been great. We want to definitely continue to follow you and support everything that you do. So how can we coordinate with you to be added to your list to help you promote your events and everything else you have going on?
You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm following you guys right now. Yeah,
right.
She's actually on the management team, which is on MayaMaya.com. But if you hit me on the DM, we can also connect one-on-one as well.
Yeah. Tatiana is wonderful, by the way. She's so bubbly.
Yeah.
Is she always like that?
She is. Yes. She never has a bad day.
You know, I can
You know,
tell.
And even if she does, it's all positive. Yeah.
Right, I talked to her, hung up, and then called her back, and she's like, "Hi, Chris." I was like, oh, "She's so bubbly." I love Tatiana. Shout out to Tatiana. Once again, I'm so glad you came on the show. You're my last guest for the new year. Like I said, we're gonna do a part two with Maya if you guys are listening. So the rest of you guys, when that happens, stay tuned, because then we'll get the rest of you guys that called in tonight and we can't get to you, unfortunately, but. Definitely appreciate the support. So, Maya, tell
I appreciate everybody, yes. I want to thank
your fans
all of
love
you guys.
You.
Yeah, all of you guys for tuning in and calling in and keeping the questions respectful because, you know, it can get a little crazy sometimes.
Right.
And obviously, B14. Shout out to JD, by the way, who coordinated this. And
right,
Team Maya, they're going to kill me if I don't shout them out. I love you guys, all of my fairy god daughters. and nieces on Twitter. Y'all are beautiful, and thank y'all for the motivation. So, I'll be speaking
with
all of you guys.
We went to church in here today. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, yeah, everything's a ministry. But thank you. Have a wonderful new year in 2012, and this is just the beginning. So, blessings
Definitely.
To you.
Well, before you go, let everybody know where they can find you if they already don't know.
Well, regarding my site, it's MayaMaya.com, and then Twitter is MissMya. That's Miss Maya. And that's pretty much it. My Facebook is also posted on Twitter, so Facebook.com/MISS-MYA for Facebook. And that's it.
Well, Maya, thank you so much. I loved having you on the show. We will be in touch. Let Tatiana know I will be blowing up when I need you to come back. I will be blowing her up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And
definitely have a great new year. All the blessings to you. You deserve everything that you are getting right now and the things that are yet to come, because you are such, your energy, your positive energy, your light. I don't even know what to say. This has been an experience today, and your fans, I could tell, you're definitely reaching your fans, and your fans are picking up on that positive energy. So thank you once again for joining the show tonight.
I appreciate you guys, ladies. Much love and respect to you.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, once again, lifers. So that was Maya. This was a wonderful show. We've been on for almost 2 hours, and the show was great. I wouldn't do this any other way. But definitely, we are going to do a part two with Maya. It's needed, you guys. So, once again, continue to support Global14.com. Continue to support Global 14 Radio. We have plenty more great interviews just like this one tonight coming up. And all I can say is Team Maya definitely represented tonight. Definitely represented tonight. And I love you guys for it. All right? So one of the things that I want to go ahead and get into, like I told you guys before, Pump It or Dump It, if you're an independent artist, no matter what you do, producer, singer, whatever you do, you post your music in that group, and we will do a Pump It or Dump It pick of the day. And tonight, that pick of the day is by Felicia Taylor, and it's called I Love You. So what we're going to do is go ahead and close out. Once again, I definitely so proud of all of my teammates. I'm proud of everything that we do on Global 14 Radio, everyone that has their own shows now. We haven't even been on for 5 months. And like I said, we have, and we're going to have pretty much 5 shows going into the new year. So definitely stay tuned for that. Continue to, like I said earlier, continue to protect our community, be positive, be blessed, have a great new year, and we'll see you in 2012.
Saturday morning with you in my bed. I can't believe this happened. That's what I'm thinking in my head. I thought we were done with this thing a long time ago, but apparently we're not. Damn, it's getting old. I just want this to go away so I can be free. Free to experience what the world has to offer me. As I lay in my bed and I realize what the hell we just did, I wanna slap myself for being such an idiot. But there is one thing I know, you make me smile. 2 things I know, it's worth my while. You make me feel so whole. When we're together, how can I say no? 'Cause I love you. One day I will have to learn, 'cause you're no good for me. And every time we do those things, they get harder and harder to leave. And baby, you know what to do to get me oh so confused. And even with your mind games, I can't help but love you. But there is one thing I know. You make me smile. Two things I know. It's worth my while. You make me feel so whole. When we're together, how can I say no? 'Cause I love you.
So death.
Forging Radio.